Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
A man who thinks like a servant is reluctant to go beyond what is absolutely required. It is very seldom that an employer can find a workman who is more concerned with performing the task at hand than what time he gets off or how much money he will be paid. This is to be expected in the men of this world, but certainly should not be the mindset of the children of God. Man's religious nature will often compel him to perform certain acts of devotion, but will also become satisfied when the required limits of service are met. We see this occur every Easter when churches experience an influx of the faithful, not to see them return again until the next spring. Such is the mindset that observes days and months and times and years. Paul said these are beggarly elements that bring men into bondage. Now we are certain that the observance of such days as Christmas, Easter, Lent, and other such days are not in themselves a bondage to the true believer. Yet when men consider the observance of certain days to be of holy significance and become enamored of them, they are in danger of leaving the simplicity of serving Christ. We are not called to be observers or keepers of days. We are not given a prescribed diet, nor do we have a list of forbidden food and drink. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Now the mindset of a servant would lead us to say that since all things are lawful and cannot bring us into condemnation, we will partake of all things without restraint. Yet the mindset of a son says, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Do you serve God because it's your duty to do so, or because it's your greatest delight?
Email questions or comments to forthepoor@windstream.net.